One Flat Summer by Dave Sheesby, with Jared McDermott as Ken and Gillian Bevan as Margaret. Episode 5.
Story of our times. Dropping 50-ish blokes onto the back of redundant days with the farewell speeches echoing behind them. Like me, Ken 3 days off in 30 years Warburton, selling leisurewear to the trade. Finding a new interest now in horse racing, which began with Curly Monks and his winning system, which wasn't when it was losing, and continued in the hands of high roller Robert Shaw and his racecourse friend, the lovely Rita, who on the day Halling won the Eclipse, thank you very much, wept on my shoulder on account of a delivery she had to make, and I said I'd help.
Hello?
Who is this?
Can I speak to Mr. Tomlinson, please?
What is this concerning?
I've a package for him.
You are?
Lomond.
Superb. You will know York. There is a racecourse, the Knavesmire. Nearby there is a Minster. You might know this.
Sort of hard to miss, isn't it?
I will meet you there in 3 hours' time. Possible for you, this?
I think so, yeah.
Superb. I shall be seated facing the east window. I shall be wearing a white carnation, a necessary cliché. Please be on time. Waiting in churches unnerves me.
Looking out at the suburbs, a still life. Still life, England, summer, 1996. Blank street in blank town, the neat lawns, the trim hedges, the box houses, the grey warm pavements, a black cat squats like a rock on a doorstep. A life is only the size of its tiny fragments, a postcard home, a whisper in the dark. I can see what's coming clearly enough, but I don't know if I can change it, or even if I dare. The clean, neutral perfume of cash. What did Tam say? Cheating stains the soul. A little adjustment, I think. Swimwear. Always a strong line for a salesman. Sultry girls on distant beaches.
Mr. Tomlinson.
The window. Quite remarkable, isn't it? Lomond?
Yeah. This is yours, I believe.
No hurry. Sit down. Take in the majesty. Have we met before?
I don't think so.
But I've seen you before. Must be in the company of some people I know. At the races?
Well...
You go racing, do you, Ken?
Sometimes.
New to the field, are you? 2-year-old, first time out, a bit green. You get my drift.
Sort of. Here you are. Is there any message?
You were expecting one.
Not really.
I should think not. Where do they find you people?
I'll be on my way, I think.
Take care.
I've stopped doing that, actually.
Have you? Superb. Farewell.
As you will soon find out.
More coffee?
Please.
Gorgeous day again.
Yeah. I thought I'd go and see my dad this morning. I haven't been for about a week. No doubt he'll let me know what he feels about that.
Ken, this letter.
What's that?
From Mr. Watson.
Let's see.
Have you altered the investment?
It's addressed to me, Margaret.
It's from the bank. It concerns me as well. What's been going on exactly?
Nothing. It was a little adjustment I made. The starlings were still in evidence.
An adjustment?
It's not altered anything, don't worry.
You've taken some out, haven't you? How much? For the horses, right?
Okay, I took a little out for Sandown, but I'm going to put it back with some winnings, all right?
You put it on a horse? I thought you promised. What's a little?
I took 5. I only used 1.
500? Ken?
1,000. Hawley, 100 to 30. Work it out for yourself. Clear profit.
You took out 5,000? £1,000?
Yeah, take a bloody pet 500 years to do that. Race only took 2 minutes, start to finish.
Oh, you should have been there.
You assured me you wouldn't do that. You promised. It's our future. How could you do that?
It's not a problem. The money's safe.
But clearly you aren't.
Margaret, it's all right. I thought it was an opportunity, so I went for it. But typical Ken couldn't go through with it. Very reassuring, that is.
It isn't. It's the opposite. There'll be another horse, another race. There'll always be another horse, another race.
I hope so, especially one like that, 100 to 30.
Oh, you need help.
I'm getting help, actually.
Ken!
I know exactly what I'm doing.
I had no idea you were still so involved. After Curly and all that, I thought you'd calm down. It's this man, Robertson, isn't it?
Robert Shaw. Tam Robert Shaw.
Ken, please, where are you going?
To see me dad. We can discuss this later. I used a little of the lump sum. It's an investment. It's winnings. You never want to know about winners, do you? Don't worry. I didn't have the nerve to bung a big one on when it came to it. We never change, do we?
Hello?
Is Ken there, please? Ken Warburton?
He's just gone out. Sorry. Can I take a message?
When will he be in?
Not long. A couple of hours, I think. Who's calling, please?
Doesn't matter.
So, we don't change, do we? I think we do. Some of us, anyway.
Well, we are honoured. The traveller in betting slips himself.
I just thought I'd drop in. Nice bit of sun out here.
Go on, have a chair. Look at that lawn. When you've looked, look again. I do it all the time. Sandown, wasn't it, your last spree?
Yeah, not bad at all. Hauling went in.
I watched it on TV. You were close. I looked for you in the crowd, hoping for a wave.
Can you do me a little favour, Dad?
What's this then? I'm 87 and infirm. I could stir your tea for you. There'll be an invoice.
Look after something for me.
Very cloak and dagger, isn't it?
Just something I'd rather keep somewhere discreet.
In that carrier bag, is it? My favour?
Yeah.
What kind of trouble are you in exactly, Ken? This favour?
It's cash.
Well, I didn't think you were past it. Go on, give it to me. I'll stash it for you.
Where, though?
There are places in this house even your mother never knew about.
You don't mind that?
Bit of drama. Gives me a reason for lighting the gas.
I might need it back soon, quickly.
I'll have to charge your handling fee, of course. What is it about, Kenneth?
Oh, it's difficult. I was asked to do somebody a favour, a friend in trouble.
Is this to do with horses? Gambling?
Yeah, it is.
It's a woman, isn't it?
What?
I can tell. You've got those dreamboat eyes. Who is she?
A friend, that's all. I'm trying to help her out.
We always are.
It's not what you think. It's a bit of a mess, really.
Well, this isn't the Kenneth I know. When you were a lad, the most daring thing you ever did was just jump off back step. Still going off your rocker, are you?
People keep telling me I am. I think they may be right.
I'm talking of breakdowns. Pass me those tablets.
What are they?
Mostly small and yellow. Go on, give us the carrier. Go and make some tea.
Margaret! Hello!
It's me! Sorry.
Nigel? It's getting a routine, this. Finding other people in my house. Where's Margaret? She's not drunk again, surely.
She's with Christine at our house. She's a bit upset, actually.
So am I.
But apparently she opened a letter from the bank about your investment.
I can't see what that's got to do with you.
She also said something about a phone call from a woman.
What woman?
Oh, don't ask me. Some woman rang for you. All I know is Mum's very upset.
Well, probably some double-glazing female. What has got into this family?
The point is, I offered to talk to you about this horse business.
What horse business?
You and the nags.
Oh, where do you get these quaint expressions, Nigel? Nags.
You know very well what I mean.
When did you last have a winner, Nigel?
I don't back horses. Sorry.
Well, how can we even begin, then?
I'm not completely out of touch. Ted Roper, our head of geography, he's keen on the GGs. Runs our suite for the Grand National every year. A bloody good teacher, actually. I'm not narrow-minded, Ken.
What did you pick out, then?
Sorry?
Which horse? In the Grand National sweep?
Oh, it came second, I think. Does it matter? What does matter is £5,000.
That's a lot of money for a school sweepstake.
You know what I'm referring to. Look, a lot of people have a flutter now and again. I know that. I couldn't be a deputy head of a big comprehensive and hold rigid views on things like that.
No.
As long as it's kept in proportion, eh? Within reason, within the pocket. It's a bit like what I say to the kids sometimes. Give and take, live and let live, but just stay on the rails. Gambling, for instance. You lose in the end, it's common knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
Am I getting through?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I've made a few inquiries and found a useful contact number. Gamblers Anonymous. Here. I really suggest you give it a go. Apparently they have local meetings.
Nigel.
What?
Have you finished?
I think so.
Now, what I'm going to do next, I'm doing for, amongst others, Uncle Wally.
Uncle Wally? Who's Uncle Wally?
He can't, of course, be here, but he would have approved. I'm also doing it for Slip Anchor, Dancing Brave and Lester Keith Piggott. Also for Richard Barlane and for Curly Monks, for Peter O'Sullivan, oh, and especially for all those punters in all the betting shops in all the world. Oh, and of course, for Super Yankee.
I recognise Piggott. He's dead, isn't he?
No, he's immortal. I keep telling people.
What are you going to do? Next, I mean.
This. Oh! Oh, my God! Oh! Oh, my glasses! You've broken my glasses! Oh! There's blood! There's bloody blood, for heaven's sake!
I think the bell's gone, sir.
You are serious, Lundwell, do you know that? Or is it just the strain of your bit on the side?
Don't make me hit you again, Nigel.
Oh, just try. I've had bigger louts than you to deal with at school, believe me. Just try. Go on.
I've just remembered. The second in the Grand National. It was encore un peu. There was a steward's inquiry.
Just like being at home. I think you'd better go.
I most certainly will. This is common assault. Do you know that?
Oh, I thought it was fisticuffs. Funny, not my style at all.
Right. That is it.
Hello?
What's going on, Ken? Where have you been?
Rita?
Swimwear catalogues? What'd you do that for? Ken?
I'm not sure. For you, I think.
Me? Look, that delivery was very important.
A way out for you. Well, not just that.
Where's the money now?
I've got that safe.
Thank God.
Are you all right, Rita?
No, I'm not. You said you'd help me. I trusted you.
Well, I was trying to. Listen.
There's racing at Nottingham tomorrow. I'll meet you. Bring the cash.
I didn't take it all. I left five.
Five? Why bother?
Well, in case he took a look. I put it on top.
And swimwear catalogues? Whose idea was that?
Well, it's a good range. One of our best.
For a suburban innocent, you are bloody cool. Why, Ken?
Well, for you. Give you a way out. A chance. Then it would be me they'd want.
It still is. You don't cross the likes of Smales and Tomlinson without serious trouble.
Not just for you, but me too. Always watching events like they weren't part of me. Always doing as I was told all my life. I just thought, intervene, see what happens. Don't go with the starlings.
Starlings?
Yeah, conform, obey, flock.
I better take the money. Ken, please, the money.
I haven't brought it.
Don't play games. It's 20 grand. It's not yours.
I wanted to know more. I wanted time to think.
I told you all of it. My husband, the debts, Smales. I've told you. I've no choice in these things. Where is it, Ken? Wait a minute. You've not bonded on a loser.
I thought about it, but no. Pity. I fancied a strong favourite at Beverly.
What's happened to you? You're different. All this darling stuff.
What was it for? The money? I want to know, Rita.
Oh, I don't know exactly. It's usually for doping or bribing a jockey, stuff like that. It does happen. Usually at the lower level, with rippons and cataracts.
Well, why pick me to deliver?
Someone unknown to cover the tracks, you see. If there was an inquiry or whatever, it couldn't get back. Smales has a lot to lose. Racing's his business. He needs to stay clean.
But you used me, didn't you?
I asked you a favour. It wasn't meant to go wrong like this. It was just so straightforward. But swimwear catalogues.
Tam reckons cheating stains the game, spoils it.
Tam's like you, a bit of a dreamer. He's nothing to do with this, nothing at all.
And if I don't return the cash?
What do you mean?
Well, I hate cheating too. The police might be interested, the racing authority.
You can't take on Smales. He'll break you in pieces. Besides, you know nothing. No proof, that's the idea, isn't it?
Well, we ought to try.
Don't even think about it, Ken.
Don't you want to get free?
Of course I do.
But knowing what I know, we could do a deal with them.
Oh, these people don't work like that. You've lived a sheltered life, Ken.
Look away into the sunset.
Look at me. It's impossible. You've got to return the cash. These deals are usually close to the race. It might be too late for that now, but at least he'll have his cash back. I can maybe talk him round, explain. Just return the cash, please. Every moment that passes, you're marked. And what about me? You wouldn't want me to get hurt. That man, you don't know.
You know, I actually enjoyed that thing with Tomlinson. I wish I could have seen his face. Superb. White carnation. Like a film.
The money. They don't like waiting.
Saturday. We could meet at Lingfield.
Promise me you'll come. No messing.
Aye, no messing.
You were supposed to do as you were told. For me.
Yeah, I'm always doing that. Time for a change.
Walk into the sunset. You're bloody wild, you know that.
Rita, I meant it. Did you? What you said?
Let's just take one thing at a time, Ken. Lingfield, Saturday. The cash.
So how did you know where I lived?
I asked at the betting shop. A man called Brian.
Trap one Brian. Does the dogs and only the dogs. Salt of the earth. And crackers.
I never realised there were so many women.
Calms people down, that. It's company policy. Also, of course, you don't have to pay women very much, do you? It was his decision to quit. He could have gone on. But I wanted to.
He has gone on.
Lost a lot, has he?
I'm not sure. There's something else. Somebody else.
Somebody else?
I thought you could help.
I've not seen him for weeks.
I want to know. Well, if you've any idea what Ken is doing at the races.
I think he might be backing horses, Mrs. Warburton.
I meant friends. Contacts. People who he's with. It's Margaret, by the way.
When he gave me a lift back the last time, he talked about a pro gambler he'd met, Robert Shaw.
What about a woman?
Woman?
Come on, Curly. This is important to me.
You mean Rita?
Rita? Tell me.
A bit flashy. Met her at Doncaster, back in April. Look, don't get me wrong, Margaret. I'm not saying there's anything going on.
I just need to know, you see, what's going on. All this time, I've no idea what he's been doing. Oh, God.
Would you like a drink? Barley wine? I was saving it for breakfast, but
no,
you can...
Thanks. It must be hard for you. An accident like that. I'm sorry, behaving like this.
It wasn't an accident, actually. Not unless you call being pushed down a flight of iron stairs an accident.
I thought you were...
I was banged up at the time. Had a bit of an argy-bargy with this crackpot from Liverpool. But they gave me a settlement. Wanted to keep it quiet. When I came out, it took me 3 days to go through the lot at Goodwood. 3/3, 2 seconds, and 1 unplaced.
You never told Ken about the prison.
Well, I kept some back. I like Ken. We got on very well. He's a smashing geezer. We could have gone clear, but for Shamit. I might have got it wrong, you know. This woman.
You've been very helpful, Curly.
Is he winning, though?
He says he is. He's certainly very involved. With his life savings, too. Our life savings, actually.
Eh? That doesn't sound like Ken. Well, I was the one who went to the brink.
I think we're talking a changed man here, Curly.
Why are you sitting in the dark?
Waiting for you.
I wasn't sure you'd be here.
No, well, I thought I'd come back. It's where I live.
Do you want a drink?
I've got one.
That business with Nigel, I'm sorry.
I thought you didn't do fisticuffs.
So did I. I couldn't stop myself. GGs.
More anger. Dear me. He was only trying to help. We all are. At least until now.
Margaret, about...
I never realised there was so much to read in a betting shop.
What?
All those papers on the wall. And the women, too, behind the counter. Low pay, I'm told. I was looking for your friend Curly. And I found him.
How is he?
He recommends Motown Girl in the big sprint on Saturday. Hey, Doc?
Yeah, it's been withdrawn. That's Curly's tips for you.
Did you know he'd once been in jail?
Jail? So, what else had he got to say?
Rita.
Ah.
Rita is a woman you are not having an affair with, am I right? The woman who doesn't leave messages.
You've got it all wrong.
I went to his house. He was very helpful. He's a nice guy, like you said. What went wrong? Did Curly get in the way?
What?
All this racing stuff. I thought it was Ken the super rep on the scrap heap and having a nervous breakdown. And all the time it's the bog standard, everyday, cheap novel, backsliding, bit on the side, bastard, fancy woman story.
She's just a friend. Someone I met.
Liar. It's been going on since April, hasn't it?
You've had a drink, and you...
I've had 20 drinks and you're still a liar.
You're not making sense.
I'm not staying here tonight. Not with a husband who, besides beating up his family, is systematically putting our future on some horse or other, with one arm wrapped around a tart, while little wife sits at home waiting for him to come back and share her life.
Margaret, please.
Liar! Cheat! Liar! Oh.
There's no need for that. I can pour me on.
Answer the phone!
I think you've drawn bloody blood, Margaret.
Allow me. Hello? The wife here? Yeah, can I help you? Yes. No. I'm Mrs. Warburton. What time is this? Yeah. Yeah, I will. Thank you. It's your dad. He's been taken into hospital. Intensive care at the Bailden. That was a neighbour. Says he knocked on the wall for help.
I'll go now. Look,
Ken.
My...
I'll be gone when you come back.
You've got to let me explain.
Tell me now. One, this Rita. Two, our money. Three, your gambling. Four, our future. Where have I got it wrong? You have 5 seconds.
It's difficult.
It always is. You better go to your dad. I'd come with you if things weren't such a mess. No, don't go with blood on your cheek, Ken. Oh, God. What's happening to us? Where's this nightmare come from?
Only a few moments, Mr. Warburton.
Right. It's me, Dad. Kenneth. Dad?
I've seen the bigwig doctor himself.
Don't try and talk.
You've got a ponytail.
You are.
It's tuna sandwich time, kiddo.
It'll be all right. You've probably missed your tablets or something.
I wanted to tell you.
About the cash, Dad.
A pair of binoculars.
Binoculars?
In a dressing table drawer for your little spree. Belonged to your Uncle Wally. You know, as I said, I told you.
Dad, I need to know something. Where did you...
You won't let the bloody chaplain near me, will you?
No. You're going to be all right.
Up in smoke. That's where it goes in the end. I quote your mother.
Dad.
I think that's enough, Mr. Warburton. Would you like to phone in later?
The city at midnight. The town hall clock face the colour of ghosts. The shops and offices like harboured boats. The suburbs beckon me back. The face of the mugger tonight is my own. Margaret walking away now, not waving. The smell of Rita's perfume still on my skin. And Dad in his hospital bed. Drifting to the nowhere he's believed in all his life. The house in darkness. But outside, in the ordinary shadows under suburban trees, like a basking shark, an unfamiliar car. Tomlinson? Superb. There'll be no steward's inquiry with this one.
Curly, it's me, Ken.
Can I come in? I'm in a spot of bother.
Why not? I must get a shovel for these bills. They're coming. Saw your good lady last week.
How's it going, Curly?
You know, hills, corals, Ladbrokes, corals, hills. Skint, mate. And you and the eye roller?
We did Harling in the Eclipse.
We did Pentire. That's the difference. So what's the secret, Ken?
The secret is there ain't one.
Surprise me. So how's your gin and tonic lady?
She's why I'm here. I'm looking for somewhere to be invisible.
You've come to the right place. These flats. The only letting stretch of bearers. You're welcome to the couch.
Didn't you once say racing wasn't fixed? It was just losers pointing the finger at their own bad judgment.
No. You said that, Ken.
Well, it's not entirely true.
I knew it. That woman. Those were gangster earrings.
Can I make a phone call? It's me dad.
And there's a box on the corner. Ignore the body.
Haven't you got a phone?
We're drawn, mate. Not under starter's orders. And a gas. If you stay here, you'll need those old sporting lights to keep you warm.
I won't be long.
It's good to see you again, Curly. Thanks for this.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Ward 16?
I'm ringing about my father, John Warburton.
Ah, yes. We've been trying to contact you, Mr. Warburton. I'm afraid your father passed away about half an hour ago. I'm so sorry, Mr. Warburton.
Wade in, Dad. Wade in.
In episode 5 of One Flat Summer by Dave Sheasley, Gerard McDermott played Ken, Gillian Bevan, Margaret, Keith Marsh, Dad, and Antonia Fabu, Curly. Janet Moore played Rita, Christopher Wright, Nigel, and John Rowe, Tomlinson. The director was David Hunter.